This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
So, how would you like your haircut today? Just a little bit off the side, or?
You know what? Why don't we just go ahead and lower my ears?
That's funny. You're funny.
And sorry, I don't want a haircut. I want all of them cut. Sorry, I'm behind you. I'm behind you.
I love when you two come in. Great.
There's only two ways that I like to get my hair cut. We could either do it my way, or I guess we could do it the highway.
So are you guys still... Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I just had another joke, but I can...
No, go ahead.
I only get out of the house once a month, and it's to come here to the barber, but... You know, if there's no time for my joke, then there's no time for my joke.
No, we got time. We have time.
No. Edgar, it's time to go home.
Is it okay if you... It's okay if you don't have one. If you don't have another joke, I can just...
It's not that I'm buying time to think of one. I just better get home because I feel like I've overstayed my welcome.
Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you for a second? We're just in private real quick. Yeah. Edgar doesn't have anywhere to go. He only has the barbershop, and he only has the one joke. And
he only has one joke. Yeah, it seems like he is frustrated that...
Well, it's really more about, like, this is his last, you know, spot where he can come and do his one joke. It just...
Got
it. I don't want a haircut. I want all of them cut. I don't know where I went wrong.
Sheer madness, right?
Okay, that's not helpful. Because Edgar can't... If you burn the jokes, then Edgar can't do that. Hey, it's a tough life for him, you know? We just try to make him as comfortable as we can with the time he's got left.
Hello, totally Denise? Denise, can I come over and see the kids?
He's talking into the mirror. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not even on the phone.
Denise is the name of a woman from one of those, like, placeholder photos in a Sears photo frame that Edgar's... He's constructed this whole fantasy with this woman named Denise and some kids.
I totally get it. I actually, before I cut hair, I was on a Riddle podcast with... a couple guys, and they only had a few jokes, and they were falling in love with women from stock photos too. So this is not my first rodeo.
What's that, Denise? You have to go back to LaGuardia to dance the tango?
Oh no.
Back in my days, I had a life very similar to yours. I was on a podcast called Cumtown.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. That made a lot of money, I think.
I think so. I was at it right before it got big, and then they kind of just shuffled me off, never to be seen again.
Interesting.
I mostly had one genre that I did on the show, which was haircut jokes, and they got too big and they didn't need the haircut jokes.
Sorry, I couldn't help it over here. You said haircut jokes. I don't want a haircut joke. I want all of them joked.
Okay, I'm going back to my podcast. You're right. I'm throwing down my scissors and they're bouncing back up. Ow, cut my leg. Walks out of the store, walks across the street to the studio, sits down, turns the computer on, logs on. Hey, Addle GPC, what's up, you guys?
Lady left store. Sorry, open the cash register, take the money, put the money back, feel guilty, sit down, think about what I've done with my life, try and call Denise again. She's not answering in the mirror. Fall down, do some push-ups on my back, which are called sit-ups, and die.
Primary character left, secondary character died, ceases to exist. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey guys. I'm sorry that I left the recording in a huff and said that, you know what? I'm going to find a new career. I'm going to cut hair.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It's a lot of the same thing that this is.
Oh, wait, you left? Addle and I were just screaming into each other's mouths for like 7 minutes.
Oh, so you recorded an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle.
I guess so. Yeah.
And it's one of the best. And Aaron, can I just say you are covered in Barbasol?
Mm-hmm. And salt. And hair.
Ooh. A Manhattan tequila.
Exactly. So what's up, guys?
Aaron, not much. Welcome everyone to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast where we solve riddles and we do opening bits that will increasingly become the show. I am JPC.
I am Rusty Credentials.
And I am Aaron Keefe.
Okay, oh, wow.
Wait,
wow.
I'm the only one with an alias now?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's how a bit is established. One person says their name, another person does a bit, and the third person says their name.
Rusty Credentials is wanted in up to 5 states.
I do love Rusty Credentials. Now, that is a good character name that you, I mean, quite frankly, you could have pulled that out in a scene and really hit a home run with it.
Aaron, edit this out. Just put a beep where I said the name.
Okay, I will. So, what is the news? What's going on? What happened?
Aaron, this is the first Hey Riddle Riddle episode of May. Spring has officially sprung, and I'm sprung for spring. Should I get that bumper sticker?
It's gonna be spring.
Yeah, it's May. There, May showers. Nope, April shower. Oh, there's okay. Now there's flowers.
We now have
April
flowers.
Showers bring May flowers. Great. May is a beautiful month. Flowers.
Can I ask
it's
you a question?
It's Taurus season, so lots of self care going on. I'm sure. What's going on?
That's true. Are you too familiar with the concept of MTV Spring Break?
Yes.
Okay. My dude.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, sure. I just want to make sure.
Are we going?
I'm 2 years older than you, and I could name every VJ under the sun, starting with Downtown Julie Brown.
I just wanted to ask, at any point in your life, did you ever think, oh, I could be one of those guys or women or whoever on the beach at MTV Spring Break? Did you ever think, like, when I'm this age, I'll be there doing that?
I think MTV Spring Break and MTV's The Grind turned me off from gatherings for my entire life.
Sure.
By the minute I hit college, I was like, I don't want to be around large groups of people ever. And I stick by that to this day.
I did think that maybe I would be somewhere like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Spring Break stuff, and because I was a little younger than I would have been, like, appropriate. I guess it was more like late high school, college age that people were there.
Sure.
Let's just say college age, because it seemed like drinking and hookup culture.
Yeah, yeah.
None of that was like appealing to me in the least bit.
I had so many friends who would go on spring break when I was in college, and they'd come back and I'd be like, how was it? And they're like, we went to this place called Senior Frogs and they poured the tequila straight into your mouth. It was crazy. And I'm like, okay, that 20-second bit aside, how was it? And it's like, no, you don't understand. It was amazing. And I'm like, what you described sounds awful.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I was never a big partier. I think when I was a kid, I expected that to be my life. And like when I was in middle school, I was like, yeah, I'll probably do stuff like that. And then the second I tasted alcohol, I was like, no. I'm not going to do that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. What I imagine young Aaron to think of when she thinks of parties is like 1930s Hollywood.
You like shut all... up. You get the hell out of my head. You get the hell out of here, man. You don't belong in there. Yeah.
Tuxes and gowns, and it's a lot of like martinis and people telling funny stories and then over the top laughing. And then it's like Elin Kazan naming names. And
Okay. You're right. What I really thought adulthood would be, or like even like college years, is I was like, I'm going to live in New York City, obviously. I'm going to have. Own an apartment where I also own the rooftop, and I'm gonna have like a gorgeous table with all these like candles and twinkle lights, and I'm gonna have like really fancy dinner parties with like an artist from every kind of medium, and everyone's gonna be in love with me, and I'm gonna be so perfect.
Every type of medium, paper and wood.
And paper mache.
Every type of medium, Patricia Arquette.
Yep. That's what I thought would be happening. But also maybe a couple spring breaks in there. You knew you weren't going to be a spring breaker. That's interesting.
When I was a kid, my idea of what a party would be, you know, it's like the late 18th century and someone's like, ha, 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 what a wit you are. What a wit. You simply must meet my friend. Oh, Hemingway. And then I'm like, I'm chopping it up with the greats. Picasso's there. It's basically
the
movie.
You said the 18th century, so the 1700s. Picasso's there.
No, I said the late 1800s. I specifically didn't say century. But
remember, Hemingway killed himself in Florida in the 1500s? And his granddaughter's a famous actress right now.
I'd be hanging out with Hemingway, Cortez.
Cortez, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All the big ones. Hemingway, Cortez, John the Baptist. We'd all be at the same party. It's just
Augustus.
Who's the guy that discovered the Fountain of Youth?
Oh, by the way, have you guys ever seen any of the Kingsman movies?
I think I've seen all three, unfortunately.
I haven't seen any, I don't think.
I don't recommend them. I think that they're all like kind of trashy in a fun way. But I watched the newest Kingsman movie.
The newest
movie,
is so bad.
It's
embarrassingly bad.
It's really bad, and I was like, who is making these movies? And I read like the Wikipedia of the director, and apparently like the director had like this weird. I felt immediate empathy for this man because he had this like weird family history where he thought his father was someone else and then like figured out that his father was this person that was like of royal descent, actually, even though he was raised by this other guy. And then all these movies are like obsessed with these weird alternate histories. And I'm like, oh, it kind of makes sense that the guy who's making all these movies is kind of like living a life that is a weird alternate history. But the new one, I was trying to think of like random historical figures I could put together. The new one is that it's just like, what if history was whatever I think it is?
I want to see a scene. JBC,
wait, but is it fun bad? I need to know if it's worth it.
No, it's like Sinbad, not the comedian. It's just so bad that it's like kind of sinful. I did not find it to be fun bad, which is, I found the first Kingsman movie to be fun bad, but I don't think the rest of them really were.
Bummer. Yeah, it's okay, sort of like a downward slope. JPC, based on you saying royal descent, I want to see a scene. JPC, you this is in olden times, wherever you want to set it, in olden times. You own a perfumery for the royals, and that store is called Royal Descent. And Aaron, you are a princess who's coming to the store to look around.
Hello.
my dear, don't tell me, don't tell me. Obviously royalty. I want to say red hair.
You can tell I took a bath last month.
Yes,
pretty
a
impressive,
bath,
very hygienic.
Vague hints of lavender, obviously, in the bath. High thread count on the pillows. About 5'10", 5'9", maybe, depending on the shoes. Princess Cynthia.
Yes, how could you tell? Is it because the man with the trumpet announced me before I came in here?
Yeah, yes, and you there with the trumpet. Out of my store, you're driving away business. The trumpet! The trumpet!
Louder!
Princess Cynthia, what can I, a humble apothecary of perfumed airs, do for someone like you?
I want to smell like how the other half smells. I'm tired of smelling like I take a bath once a month and of roses and just good smells. I want to smell like the people in the town. I'm a woman of the people, don't you know?
You want our P2P perfume. That's Princess to Pauper.
Exactly.
It's honestly, can I be honest with you, Princess Cynthia? It's very popular among the princess crowd. You're not the first princess to come here to kind of want this treatment.
Well, you smell like shit. Can I smell like you? What do you do?
I literally just took a shit. And it's like, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, I thought, I was like, who's going to come by at noon? But of course, you know, princesses come by when they come by.
Right.
Now, here's what I can do. I can make you smell like a dirty commoner and give you the common experience, but I'll be honest, princess, it sucks. It's not very good. Or I can give you what I like to call the sensationalized commoner experience, where I make you smell bad, but not like I just took a shit bad. And then like I hook you up with like the town bootblack, except, you know, he's like ruggedly handsome. Like he's more handsome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Sprays on. Ooh, plague. Spray.
He's not like the blacksmith with like the fucked up teeth and like, you know, the open sores. Like, he's a bootblack and he's like super good looking.
Huh, yeah.
I mean, I'm married, but he's like hauga, you know?
I just sprayed this plague smell that's out. Delicious.
Yeah, okay, not a smell. don't worry about it. You're so inbred that you should be okay.
The queen is dead. I mean, the princess is dead.
Are you practicing?
Scene. JVC, I love that you, the first 30 seconds of that scene, you were basically playing the Sorting Hat, where you're like,
yes.
Let's see, red hair, lavender, better be the princess.
Remember when you guys did better be, better ingredients, better pizza, better be Papa John's.
That's how they
the
missed
best moment
how ever. They missed that marketing opportunity. I'll never know. So anyway, Aaron,
what were we talking about?
Puzzle Man,
spring
right?
Break. What made you think of Spring Break?
I don't know. It's spring. It's April. It's see, it's May. It's we're in the springtime.
I think he said spring has sprung.
I suppose I could get into some riddles. Or oh, did you hear that? I had a little burp.
Was there so Aaron?
It got stuck. What's up?
Wait, hold on. Is this Aaron or is there someone wearing an Aaron suit? Hold on.
I didn't hear that, and I thought Aaron was leading into a bit. Like, do you hear that? It's pattering up on the roof. Oh no, Aaron. It's not Auntie Santa.
You think that I don't have a plan to be Uncle Santa for an entire episode? Very soon, by the way. And I'm going to come in and I'm going to be a dick and I get to be I'm the chaos. Your sweatshirt's weird. I'm cool. I'm Uncle Santa.
This has become Captain Phillips. I am the chaos now.
I am the Santa now.
Okay, I'm Old Man Puzzles, so you know what that means. We're gonna avoid the riddles. But today we have some...
It's so funny that you say that, because whenever I'm Old Man Puzzles, you're like, Adel, we need to do more riddles.
It's almost like we have a contentious relationship and we all try to fuck the other one over as hard as we can with riddles.
Okay. So we actually do have a riddle submitted by a very special riddle submitter. Someone who's maybe been on our show before.
Oh my god, oh my god, Jim Carrey.
What the fuck?
So, but before we get to that, I'm going to do some warm-up riddles. These come from Noah.
Hey, Aaron, can I just say, I'm going to give you the same compliment that I give every time I walk into a tourist trap gift shop. Excellent tease. okay.
You say that, though? You say that every time you go into an I Love New York store?
That's where you find the excellent tees. It's the same thing I say every time I walk into a Kohl's.
Huh, interesting. Yep. That's also the same thing you say to me anytime we go golfing.
I actually do love tourist trap t-shirts. Like the pastel-y ones. You know the ones that are like those like cool pastel colors that say like Denver on it?
Yeah.
My favorite sleep shirts, all of the shirts that I sleep in are all like Cape Cod, New Haven, and it's like light green.
You like to travel in your dreams.
Exactly.
I bought a tie-dye Keep Austin Weird tank top as a bit, and it's probably one of my favorite articles of clothing that I own. I just love it so much.
Okay, so these come from Noah. Noah says, hey, y'all, I wrote these riddles a few years back, and I'm finally sending them in. Hope you enjoy, Noah.
Two of every animal? I bet. Very likely.
Noah's doing actually the opposite thing, where they hold their riddles for 2 years and then send them in, whereas most people send their riddles in and then we get to them 2 years later.
Exactly. Well, I'd actually like to see a scene really quick. You two are two ostriches and you're in line to get onto the ark. And you're realizing, like, is this the person that I have to spend the rest of my life with?
Sure.
I feel like we're so far back in the line. Did we do something? Are we being punished?
I mean, we all got the same note, right? And then we all like two by two by two to show up.
Yeah, but he handed out the numbers, and we're 7,240. What did we do
to
this, dude?
So far back. Are we at the end? Are we at the end of the line?
Are we being ostracized?
So it's you, huh? You're the one. Okay.
Interesting. Most people would laugh at that, but you sighed and then you...
You think most people would laugh at that?
Well, I guess most animals. I'm sorry, most animals, specifically ostriches. Ostriches.
Not
I can't
funny.
Say, I can't even say the word, ostriches.
Not funny and crazy. Great. Good.
Crazy? You call them crazy?
Can I be honest with
you? I'm going to stick my head in the sand if you keep this shit up.
Look, hey, come on. Okay, we're obviously at the back of the line. Noah gave us the number. I think he's on to us.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. You be honest with me. Can we agree to at least do that? What animal are you?
Well,
because this is a costume, obviously. It's the most insane thing I thought I could make.
You must know I'm 25 weasels inside an ostrich suit.
Okay.
No, we're not. Yes, we are. Come on. Dies, don't tell him. Stop it. I'm up here. Stop it. I'm up here.
I'm 1,000 bees and 1 talking spider.
I was going to say, you are pretty high up off the ground.
Yeah, I can't. The spider can talk. The bees can't take directions for shit. They just got to do whatever they're going to do.
And
so,
now that I'm thinking about it, for the first 10 hours we were in line, all you said to me was some pig. So,
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. And by the way, I was going to say this earlier. I didn't want to be rude, but I think one of your weasels is out of place. And if you could just zip up. Oh, please tell me that's a weasel.
Well, sorry to say this. I am an ostrich, truly. 25 weasels inside an ostrich suit, but inside each of those weasels is 1,000 cockroaches. So I'm 25 weasels inside an ostrich and 1,000 cockroaches inside those weasels.
Oh my god, that is such a relief to hear, because I got about 1,000 cockroaches inside each bee.
We're all cockroaches?
I guess!
Uh-oh, that's not good. Oh man. Okay, this is serious. We're gonna do just these quick warm-up riddles from Noah, and let's be serious, okay?
Okay, so let's stop having fun.
She could even make it through Let's Be Serious. She laughed.
No, I didn't laugh. Flick me once and I won't make a peep. Flick me again or you may not fall asleep. In darkness, you might just struggle to find me. One with no sight wouldn't need to search blindly. What am I?
Is this someone masturbating in bed to get to sleep?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a little bow.
Because if it works for you, do it.
No.
Is this a light switch?
Yes. Good, Adel.
Boomtown. Boom, baby.
You're on the board. Okay. I'm close like a lover and whisper to you. Tell secrets to me and I'll tell your friends too. I used to be stuck and now I have no tether. Back in the day, I was safe from the weather. What am I?
I gotta go with it again. Is this somebody masturbating in bed to fall asleep?
That's an answer eventually on these warm-up riddles, so keep asking.
I'll get it.
I'm close like a lover and whisper to you. Tell secrets to me and I'll tell your friends too. I used to be stuck and now I have no tether. Back in the day, I was safe from the weather. Whatever.
I know it.
JPC.
Is it a phone?
Yep, it's a telephone.
Yeah, a telephone.
These are so good.
Yeah.
Sorry, really good. I'm not home right now. I'm working on the farm. Rah, rah, rah. Boom, doom, boom. Right?
Is that I'm out. Exactly.
Meet dress.
And Beyonce. I'm out when you're likely asleep or relaxing. My surface is rough, so I'm constantly waxing. I used to be walked on, but not in a while. Every so often, I'm shaped like a smile. I love this one.
Every so often, I'm shaved like a smile?
I'm shaped like a smile, sorry.
I'm shaped like a smile.
I'm out when you're likely asleep or relaxing. My surface is rough, so I'm constantly waxing. I used to be walked on, but not in a while. Every so often, I'm shaped like a smile.
Oh, is it Rainbow Road?
Nope.
Oh, is it a boat? Is it the stern of a boat?
No. What's out when you're asleep or
the
relaxing?
Moon? The moon's
moon
surface.
Isn't that great?
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Sure.
JPC, you are a little like 6-7 year old. You're a younger kid who's about to go to bed. Aaron, you are the moon. And JPC, you've heard the children's book too many times. Your parents have read it to you too many times, and you think tonight is the first night you're actually going to say goodnight to the moon, and it doesn't go the way you thought it would.
The moon in the sky. Well, it's been a long day. I guess it's time for me to say goodnight.
Stop it. Seriously, shut. Does it look like I've had my coffee yet?
Hello?
I'm starting work right now.
Hello? Are you talking
hello?
To me?
Hello. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm Brian. I was going to go to sleep and
Brian,
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Yeah, goodnight. Okay, well, also, it's a little passive aggressive because this is obviously my morning. I'm working right now. Do you see this? I'm working. Do you know that it actually takes effort to stay in the sky?
I don't.
Do you know
I'm
that
a,
this is work?
I don't know anything. I'm sorry.
Well, you were having fun and playing in the sun all day. I was just trying to get some rest. But y'all are so loud on Earth. You're screaming on the playgrounds. You're talking. You're laughing. You're screaming.
Yeah.
Like, people work the night shift, assholes. Let's not mow our lawns. Oh my god. Do you care?
I don't know. Can I go to bed?
You? Hey, Brian, you kept me awake while the moon, was trying to sleep. Because you were screaming on the playground and you were going, Marco! And I go, who plays Marco Polo on a playground? That's for pools, idiot.
It's I mean, anyone can play Marco Polo. It's not
safe when you're not in the water. You're just wandering. Oh my God. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I'll try to play a quieter game during the day.
No, maybe I'll just scream while you're sleeping. What if the moon just started screaming, Brian?
I don't know. It would
God
be
damn
bad.
It. I'm so tired.
I'm sorry.
Good
night. I guess good night if you're tired.
But, I'm not. I'm starting work right now. Brian.
But you're tired.
Okay. You know
why don't
what?
You just call and, like, call off today if you're so tired?
Why don't I just call off today?
It's a viable option.
Hey, listen, this date has been so fun. I mean, we have so much in common. We're both, you know, 25 years old. We both, you know, work as lawyers. I just feel like there's something a little off about you. Did something happen to you when you were a kid?
Yeah, kinda.
Do you want to tell me about it, or is that a second date kind of conversation?
No, it's probably best if I get it out now. So I was talking back to the moon, which I shouldn't have done, and they cursed me to have the mind of an 8-year-old forever. Mind of an 8-year-old.
But yeah, but now that I'm here,
25-year-old stunt lawyer.
Scene.
So if you,
all I want in the world is a piece of art that's a ton of children out playing, and then the moon in the night sky just saying, "Y'all are so loud."
Oh my God, my brain. Okay, great.
Y'all are so loud.
Up, 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 ooh. Okay.
Did you turn into Adam Sandler there for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Two locks and a window, but not any doors. My twin, the musician, find it on tours. Using my... I'm sorry. I'm just laughing, thinking about you guys being funny generally.
Aaron, please be serious.
That was both like a compliment and like a burn.
Yeah. This is a first to break down laughing and go, I'm just thinking about generally you two being funny.
That is like such like lying in a job interview where you're just like, oh, I'm just laughing about something I heard earlier. It's like, no, you're fucking not. Like, what's so funny? Nobody laughs at something from earlier in the day.
I was just thinking about how you guys are funny, and then it made me start to giggle. That is weird. Okay. Two locks and a window, but not any doors. My twin's a musician, find it on tours. Using my parts, you can spell out my name. Some versions of me have a rubber membrane.
Is it a
two
groupie?
Locks and a window, but not any doors. My twin's a musician, find it on tours. Using my parts, you can spell out my name. Some versions of me have a rubber membrane. I love this one. I think it's great.
Is this like an audio jack? Like
I'm audio jack. Doopa doopa doo, I make lots of noises.
Wait, where's
right,
Casey
right.
Tony?
I'm sorry.
Is this our new editor, Audio
Jack?
Yeah,
I'm Audio Jack.
I gotta see a scene. So, Aaron, we're Adele and I are in a band. We're doing a live concert, and suddenly our monitor has gone out, and we're calling to the back of the room to see if someone could come up and fix our monitor. All right. Before we begin our next song,
and real quick, don't forget, my name is Rusty Credentials.
and I'm Liam Gallagher, and I'm doing fine. This is my choice.
And we are faux aces.
This is my choice. I don't need my brother.
No.
Rusty Credentials he's good. I mean, you gotta admit, he doesn't
too
know all the
shabby,
songs.
Downton Abbey.
He's getting there. Our monitor just went out. If we could have the sound.
Yeah,
turn
up the sound of monitor. The monitor is
coming. I'm coming down. Check it out! I'm Audio Jack! Yeah! Woo!
Well, this is quite a production.
Yeah, all right, I'm Audio Jack. Ready? Let's do a call and response with the audience.
No. I hate Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
We want you to work on the monitor.
No, I'm just testing the mics.
Mics are fine. Hey,
What you're doing is testing our patience. So please, just audio check if you don't mind.
I'm an audio expert. My name's Audio Jack.
Are you in the union?
I know how to use all... Yeah, of course I'm in the union.
Which one?
Don't ask.
Oh, they're great blokes.
Yeah, don't ask. My father was a local 206, I believe, back in Cambridgeshire.
All right, let's just make this mic even hotter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the feedback
on that sound. Put that cat down.
It's my cat, though. It's Audio Jack's cat. He's always with me. He sits on my shoulder.
If that's your cat, what's its name?
Rusty Credentials.
Oh, that's a good name.
Wait a second. Your cat's name is Rusty Credentials as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Casey, beep out when I say the name, but keep it when Audio Jack does.
Hey, cat. Hey, cat. Can you play guitar?
Meow.
No. Can you play the guitar?
Meow.
This cat can't even understand. This is his
meow. See.
A simple yes and no would have done.
See.
So what is the answer to this riddle? Think about it.
Think about
it. Oh, thanks, Aaron. Yeah. I guess I'll just think about it.
A musician can use it, too. It's a certain instrument.
It's
as well as
instrument,
what it is.
And it has
two locks.
And
a window, but not any doors. My twin's a musician. Find it on tours. Using my parts, you can spell out my name.
Using my parts, you can spell out my name. Is it like a drum? Like two sticks in a window you can see through the drum?
No. There's two different kinds of these things. There's a music version and there's a spelling version.
Washing tub.
A music version,
piano, keys, harpsichord, organ.
You got a key. It's a keyboard.
A keyboard. Oh,
these are such good riddles.
Keyboard.
We have one more, and then we'll go into break.
Hold on.
What's up?
So walk me through this.
Caps lock and numb lock.
A keyboard. Okay, but what's the plastic membrane?
Rubber membrane.
Rubber membrane. Aaron, I think my voice is stuck like this. Can we take a break?
Nope, not yet. We have one more.
More time, the audience will have to suffer through.
Yep, that's your choice.
That's fucked.
You've used it ever since you were a kid. Think of it as your own personal squid. A pilot on a white mountain could make you think of it. When you can't find your own, a co-worker's you'll covet.
Oh.
What is it?
I got
it. Is this like a pilot pen?
This is a pen.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's obsessed with ink pens and gel pens, this is a pen.
Yep.
And Pilot, I gotta say, fantastic brand of pen.
Really?
I don't know that I can name another brand of pen.
Bic.
Bicked me again.
Yep. Well, we're going to go on a quick break, and then we're going to have some riddles from a very special riddle giver. So stick around, and Adel's voice will be fixed by the end of this.
Hooray. I guess you could say, we'll be right, Bic.
Huh?
Woo! Yeah! That Bic joke ruled! I love it!
Hell yeah. Woo! Hell yeah.
Thank you two so much for taking me in for surgery. I feel much better.
Well, yeah, that was a 4-month long break.
Can I just say, Magic Tavern would have been ruined.
Oh, absolutely.
If I sounded like that for Magic Tavern, I'd be fucked. What?
My heart.
And I got to be honest, when you had the voice stuck like that and we went in for the surgery, I honestly thought it was going to be like throat surgery or like vocal cord surgery, but they surgically recreated a beautiful ass for you, Adel. And I don't know how that fixed it.
Thank you.
But that thing is banging.
Yeah. The comparison I brought in was a photo of Powdered Toast Man from Ren and Stimpy. You know, when he bends down to fly.
See, what it looks like to me, and I mean this as a compliment, is Mel Brooks in Spaceballs when he gets his ass, his body turned around, and he pulls back his coat, and he can see his own ass in the front. That's what it looks like to me. It looks great.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I guess they did put it in the front.
It fixed the problem, though, so it's like beggars can't be choosers, but you
couldn't have been on Magic Tavern without a great ass.
Thank you. Yeah, Arnie and Matt.
Great ass.
I don't know if you've ever been in the locker room with Arnie and Matt. Hachi machi. Those buns are toned.
Yeah, they're both big ass men.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys that we started our own high school. It's just the three of us.
That's
we
fun. Who's the popular kid? Who's the jock? And who's the nerd?
Artie's all three.
Yep.
Cool. Tracks.
We take turns teaching and learning.
That makes fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Arnie had to sit next to me during that New York caption contest game that we played at your bachelor party. So he just had to listen to my sheer panic about how I wasn't funny enough. I was just like, Arnie, I'm not funny. And he was like, you're okay. And I was like, I'm not funny, Arnie. They're going to know.
Arnie's the most, I've never in my life met someone who's more like even keel. Like, in any stressful situation, he would be my number one pick of like, who would you want to be in like a plane incident with or on a stranded boat or whatever the question is, it's Arnie. Because he is so, I've never seen him mad. I've never seen him panic. Like
this is a roast of myself. He's the opposite of me, if that's any indicator.
He has his shit together. That's
he has his shit together. All right, let's do some more riddles, shall we?
Yes, please.
Sure.
These come from, I don't even know who this is. Wait, let me put my glasses on. Let me take a look. Who is that? Oh, these are from Anthony Birch from Dungeons and Daddies.
Huh?
He replaced you on the show for a little while.
Can I just say, when you were gone and Anthony was one of our co-hosts, the amount of... The amount of merchandise that we sold was peak from Hey Riddle's time on the air, our peak merch sales from merchandising.
That's true.
That would be a very funny bit if we made merchandise tees and Hey Riddle sold it instead of Dungeons and Daddies. We're doing it, Anthony,
Wait a minute. Don't sue us. I just thought of it. Not just merchandise, but birch and dice. So it's Anthony Birch and he's rolling D&D dice. I don't know. Well, sweaters, t-shirts, koozies.
It's custom dice. It's custom dice. Anthony Birch is on the one. So we just get a picture of him for the one. It's like D6s. Or it's D whatever because he's the one. And it's just a photo of his head as the one. And we sell them at our store. So they're dice. So they're D&D based. And it's Anthony Birch. So it's like really in Dungeons and Daddy's alley. Except we sell them on our store.
Can't sue us. Can't sue us. Dibs.
Can't sue
dibs
us.
Are not, dibs. Dibs are not suing us.
Anthony, if you would like me to tattoo your leg with merchandise, text me and we'll get it done.
Yeah, and we're gonna make those dice. And your silence, Anthony. He's not. Oh, he's.
I'm not saying anything.
He didn't text me. So
great. All right. So let's get into it. This is from Anthony. Ready? This is either a type of riddle I made up, or I'm ripping it off from somewhere and I don't remember where. Shit. Maybe Hey Riddle Riddle. That'd be embarrassing. I'm calling them pop chains, but that's stupid, so feel free to come up with a better name. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's a great name.
And Anthony, you don't have to be embarrassed about submitting riddles we've done on the show before, because we've done the same riddles multiple times on the show before and forgot about it. So,
and sometimes we know and we don't care.
The premise is that you have to connect one work of pop culture to another by linking the words or other forms of the same word contained in the titles of other works of pop culture.
Fuck. Yes, this is my
heaven. You're
going
to love this.
I am in heaven right now.
Yeah.
These are amazing, and we're very lucky that he took the time to do this.
We're not telling anyone, but Adel did die during that butt surgery, and so he is literally in heaven right now.
Would you know my ass if you squeezed it in heaven? Aaron, is there an example just to make sure we understand?
Yes, I'm about to read one. Oh, perfect. For example, let's say Calvin and Hobbes to Shawshank Redemption, and there's one link. So it would be Calvin and Hobbes, Fast and Furious presents Hobbes and Shaw, Shawshank Redemption.
Got
nice.
It.
So the one link is Fast and
Hobbes
Furious
and
presents Hobbes and Shaw.
I was going to say
Calvin and Hobbes.
I was going to say Calvin and Hobbes, Calvin pissing on a Ford. I can't afford to watch Shawshank Redemption again.
Is it expensive to rent right now?
All the
it's
judges,
kind of old.
All the judges on Adel's dismount, 10, 10, 10, 10. Germany, 9.5.
Germany, fuck you.
Germany.
We beat your ass. What? I can't. Aaron, I cannot afford TBS. I said it. Who has time and money for TBS?
Is it streaming free somewhere? We'll look. We'll fix this for you, Adel.
I assume TBS is still basic cable, which means you have to pay for basic cable, which who could afford that?
Right. So you guys, are you getting how it works, or do you want me to go into it?
No, I get it. I get it.
I love the idea of if anyone from Marvel is listening, Please let me work on the title called Basic Cable. And it's Cable, and he wears like cargo shorts and like a polo, and he has like a barbed wire tattoo, and he's just like going to Taco Bell and getting drunk. Like, please let me write Basic Cable. Thank you so
going
much.
Going to Taco Bell to get drunk? Wow, I'm
Cantina.
Listening.
If you think they're not casting Larry the Cable Guy as Basic Cable, then I don't know what you're... I mean, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I'm from the future, Geeter Dunn.
Here's another example, but it's two links this time.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
Even more thinking.
Wow.
Blade to man on wire. Do you want to try it before I...
Blade to man on wire. So man on wire, I don't think I've seen this movie, but I believe it's a Mel Gibson movie? Or is that... No, that's... I'm sorry, that's Bird on a Wire. Man on Wire is the documentary about the guy who walks between the World Trade Center. Yes,
and it doesn't matter what the things are about. It's just the titles.
Yeah, so it's like Man on Wire and Blade. So it's like you would need to do like... It would need to be like Repo Man and like Blade Repo or something, right? Like you'd have to find the combination.
What if it was like Blade, Trenchcoat, Matrix, Matrix Reloaded, Twin Towers, Man on Wire?
So, Adel,
that was two, right?
This is how you do an Eminem impression, but it's not... Yeah. I don't necessarily know it's how you play this game.
It's okay, just the title, so it has to have the same word.
I see, I see. So we could do... So Blade into, like, Blade Runner?
Yep.
So Blade to Blade Runner, Runner to Running Man?
Mm-hmm.
Running Man
to Man on Wire.
Yeah, you did it.
You nailed it.
Furkier.
Yeah.
And he says, does that make sense? Also, I'm sure there are multiple correct answers to many of these, which I would be shocked if we could find up another one. But we'll see. All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Texas Ranger to Red Dead Redemption.
Texas Ranger, is that the Chuck Norris one?
It's Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker,
yes.
Texas Ranger. Is that... Is
oh,
that
yeah. Sorry. They're... Sorry. Let me read that again because I didn't read the word Walker. Ready? Walker, Texas Ranger to Red Dead Redemption.
Mm. Walker, Texas Ranger to
Red Dead Redemption. Aaron, is this one jump or two?
It's one link.
One link.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
So what we're looking for is Ranger to Red. Is it like Red Power Ranger? Power Ranger Red? Right? There was a Red Power Ranger.
He didn't have a spinoff movie.
Not his own movie?
I wish.
What was the Red Power Ranger's deal? I don't remember. The blue one was the nerdy one.
He was red.
He was
thank you.
So it's just the
Walker,
title.
Walker, Texas Ranger. Movies with Walker. It has to be a movie title?
No, Ranger. You want Ranger. Walker, Texas Ranger to Red.
Oh, it has
to be
Ranger?
It doesn't have to be Ranger.
Oh.
But it has to be a movie title, right?
It has to be a title of something in pop culture.
That's right.
Red Dead
talking about
not,
video game.
Is a video game, yeah. Walker, wait, it doesn't Texas have to be Ranger? Ranger? I thought it... What do you mean it doesn't have to be Ranger?
It doesn't have to be Ranger.
It doesn't have to be
It has
last
to be
word.
Just a... It doesn't have to be the last word. It can be any word in it.
Oh, it can be any connection from Walker, Texas Ranger to Red.
Mm-hmm. And it can be any version of any of those words.
Oh, man. That makes this harder, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm struggling with this one. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
Walker, Soul Walker, Walker, Texas, Texas.
There's a hint.
Friday Night
what
Lights,
connects
Texas.
These two works of fiction? Robins.
Robin?
Robins.
Red Robin. Yum. No.
Red Robin? Is that pop culture? I was like, that's a restaurant chain.
Texas, I'll tell you what the connection is. It's from Walker. It's a form
Walker.
Of the word walk.
Okay. Walker...
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Robin.
Remember Red. Remember
Mandy
Hunt for
Moore,
Red October.
Mandy Less
Walker,
than Zero.
Huh.
Bret Easton Ellis Island. Island of Dr. Moreau.
What's the word? What's Moreau, the word of Red Dead Redemption that we're trying to get to?
The second.
Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Dead. So Walker to Dead.
Walker to Dead.
Could be
walk.
Any form of the word walk.
Oh, so Walk Tall? No. Walk
hard, hard dead.
No, it's only one link, so it's something that has walk and
The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm, that's
so Walker, Texas Ranger to Walking Dead to Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
Oh, the Walking Dead. Okay.
We'd also accept Dead Man Walking.
Thank you for reminding us it can be any form of the word or tense. That's great.
Yes. Okay.
These
Star
are
Wars,
delightful.
I know, I love these. Star Wars to the Bourne Identity.
And how many links?
One link.
Star Wars
One
to the
Link,
born
just like I like
identity.
My Zelda games.
One Link, I know what you're slaying.
Star Wars to the Born Identity.
Star Wars to the Born Identity. I got it. Star Wars to A Star Is Born to the Born Identity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is, put these on my tombstone.
I know. Aren't these amazing?
Pepperoni.
New York City, get the rope. Remember that commercial? Isn't it wild that they were going to kill a guy over salsa?
New York City? Yeah, they did. The commercial cut away, but that man died.
Problem child to Superman, One Link.
Problem child to Superman. Problem child.
Remember, it can be any form of the word, like plural or...
Children of men.
Yeah,
problem children of men, yep. Superman. Yeah, okay.
Nice. I'd like to see a scene.
Oh, please.
Adel, you are whatever superhero you choose. And JBC, you're Superman. And JBC, you're sort of realizing how boring Superman is when you're talking to Adel. You're realizing that you might be one of the most boring superheroes.
Check out this spread, huh? Not bad.
Yeah, this is a great party. Is anyone sitting here? Can I pop a squat?
No, please. Yeah, absolutely. No one's come over to talk to me. I don't know what. Blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, are you nervous?
No. Sit.
Sorry, it's going to take me a minute to sit down. I just have to move all this fabric. I'm Dr. Drapes.
Oh, does the carpet match?
No, I shaved down there. You might have heard my catchphrase is, it's curtains for you. I don't know if you've
No.
And maybe you've seen the car that I drive around. It's a Dodge Durango.
Ah, man, what universe are you from? What cinematic universe? Are you DC, Marvel? Are you?
I'm from Image.
Image.
Yeah, and sorry, when I say Dodge Durango, it's two Dodge Durangos on top of each other, and I'm in the top one.
A double-decker Durango.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Double Durango.
Yeah. Superman, nice to meet you.
What's the name?
Superman. I'm kind of the whole package.
Sorry.
Kind of the best of...
I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm laughing. I was thinking of something... I was thinking of my friends being funny. your name is Superman?
So what are you, a doctor or you're...
So it's an adjective and then literally what you are.
Your name is Dr. Drapes. Is that...
Yeah, Dr. Drapes. And I use my fabric to wrap around criminals and to stop crime. So what is, sorry, you seem to have a rinky-dink little red cape. What's that? Are you trying to encourage bulls to attack you?
I mean, no, they're welcome to try. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I was having one of the roughest nights of my life. Meeting you has really turned that around. I guess I do have a lot to be thankful for.
So what are your, your outfit. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a straight shooter. I'm from Image. I'm going to be a straight shooter. I'm going to give it to you raw. That's what Image promises. What are your powers? Are you just like a guy? What is your thing?
I mean, it's like, that's like invincibility and I can fly.
Your power is invincibility and flying?
And I can shoot lasers out of my eyes. I'm super strong.
Wait, all of those? Are you joking?
No.
So how are you interesting or fun?
I can't be killed. Oh, I have a weakness, but it's like a rock from space that no one has.
Like a space opera?
And even that.
Like Flash Gordon? Hold on.
Even that I can get past pretty easily.
I've met one of your compatriots, I believe. The guy's name is The Flash. Now, The Flash, I gotta say, great name. And he has one power. And his one power is he can run super fast. So fast, in fact, he can turn the Earth back on its axis and turn back time. Now, that's a power.
Yeah, I'm about as fast.
I'm so sorry. I can't wrap my head around this or my curtains around this. You're about as fast as the Flash, and his one power is being fast. In addition to the eight other powers you listed, you're also as fast as the Flash.
I'm about as fast?
I'm sorry.
But I'm flying.
Hey, pony up. Come over here. Pony up. Come over here.
Ree! Yeah.
Oh, get off your horse. Get off your high horse.
Oh,
he's stoned. He's stoned. Pony up. Get off your horse.
Pony up. Oh,
you got to listen to this guy.
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm fucked up, man.
Listen to this guy's powers. Superman, say your powers.
Yeah. Super fast, super strong. I can fly. I can shoot laser beams. I can't be killed. And I am from space.
Wait, it's am like I playing... overhearing this right? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like everything. Yep. That's like what a little kid imagines a superhero to be. That's so funny.
That's like someone playing God in an improv scene. It's boring.
Yeah, man, that fucked up, man.
High horse is
just a bunch of...
Oh, shit,
a talking
dude.
Spider and a bunch of bees that are actually just cockroaches.
Oh, fuck, man. You gotta help me, man. You gotta get me out of here. I'm too fucking high, man.
Scene.
Wow, that scene made me really realize Superman has it all.
All right, back to the future to Miller's Crossing. Two links. Way harder.
Back to the future, Miller's Crossing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try and work backwards a little bit. So Miller's Crossing, was Crossing Jordan a show?
It sounds like a show.
Right? I think that was a TV show.
Crossing Jordan, sure.
I never watched it, but I believe I saw it in a TV guide when I was, I don't know, 14. So Crossing Jordan.
One of these movies I'm not very familiar with. It's not a TV show.
Future.
There's no TV shows
Miller's
in this.
Crossing.
Wait,
Future.
Future Man is a TV show?
I would
show?
Start Nostalgia. At the end of this. What is something that could connect to Miller's Crossing?
It's Miller time.
Yeah. Oh, meet the Millers?
It's not. That's not the title. You're so close, though. It's
We're the Millers.
We're the Millers. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
the Millers. Sudeikis and Anderson.
Yeah. The Millers.
I just used Larry's last names now.
Sudeikis, Anderson.
So I was at a party. Animated movie about dinosaurs.
Oh, dinosaurs.
Land Before Time.
The Last Dinosaur.
Wait.
No. Back to the Future. Wait, what'd you say, Aaron?
It's a bad... Oh, go ahead.
We're back.
Yeah.
We are the Millers. Miller time or whatever he said in the beginning.
Yeah.
We're back.
Miller's Crossing. Wait, what's
what
we're
is
back?
We're back? I know it's a dinosaur movie, but I don't know how
I've
I
never
that.
Seen it. I guess we're all watching
back.
That now.
I definitely have seen it when I was a child because it's got, this has to be an old ass movie. This has to be from like, I want to say 94.
Yeah, that's super old.
You want to Google it?
I know
quick
that's
Google
super old. Yeah, hold on. Let's see it. We're back. The movie. We're back.
We're back. Movie. I remember as a kid loving, not Land of the Lost.
Holy shit. 93. I was so close. We're back, a dinosaur story. It is a family fantasy movie. Four fun-loving dinosaurs take a trip to New York City.
Oh, wait. I've definitely seen this cover before.
Yeah.
I think they also had a cross-in with, like, McDonald's or something. I feel like I saw a bunch of this merchandise when I was
younger.
Oh,
yeah.
John Goodman, Walter Cronkite, Yardley Smith. You know, a children's movie.
Yardley Smith? Yeah. She does more than just Bart? No, that's Nancy Kerr, right? Yardley
Julia
is Lisa.
Child, Rhea Perlman, Renee Levant, Kenneth Mars. Wow. Okay, so I guess we got to go watch
that
Weird Back.
The 90s,
can we do
right?
this
we'll
for
do
a
that for
review,
crew? Yeah, let's
do
it.
If we can find it.
All right, we have three more.
Hell yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark to Romancing the Stone, two links.
Everybody loves Raiders.
Yeah, let's see.
Raiders of the Lost Ark to Romancing the Stone. So I think...
Wait, where are the Raiders from? The Oakland Raiders to...
Aaron, can I...
I got stoned in Oakland once.
Aaron, if I say a movie, will you tell me if it's one of the right links?
Sure.
True Romance?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not true...
Romancing the Stone.
Is romance the right...
Focus on Stone.
Stone. Stone Age. Stone... The Rolling Stones, Stone Pony, Stone.
The Family Stone?
No. Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'd focus on Raiders.
Raiders. The Raid.
No.
And then
raid.
From
room, room Raiders.
No,
Raiders. The Room. It's Raiders. Raider. Darth Raider. Raider.
Oh, and don't forget it can be video games or whatever else.
Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
It's the second word of it. How about I just give you the hint?
Yeah, just hit us with that hint.
All the films in this chain are about raiding lost artifacts, except for the third one, which is about mustaches, which is so funny that this one is about mustaches. That made me laugh so hard when I read it for the first
time. That must be a Wes Anderson
movie. No, it's, once I say it, you're going to be like, really... The mustaches in that were really kind of distracting. I feel like I was focusing on that instead of...
Is it a Poirot movie?
No, it's...
Okay.
It's got stone in it,
Western.
Right?
A
Oh, Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
Tombstone okay. is, I mean, Val Kilmer's mustache and Kurt Russell's is pretty wild.
Oh, and then Tomb Raider. We got Tomb Raider.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell nice. Yeah. Teamwork.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
Aaron, can mm-hmm. you confirm?
Yep, you got it.
Nice.
Woo.
The Thing to Love Actually, and it's two links.
The Thing, my favorite horror film, to Love Actually, my second favorite horror film.
I want to say That Thing You Do.
No, that's
the
okay.
thing to,
The Thing.
Although you
actually.
Could do the right thing. That Thing You Do, Love Me Do, Love Actually. But that's
there
not what
go.
This is.
Is Do the Right
it,
Thing?
It, do right? the Right Thing? Is it Do
no.
the Right Thing?
Okay. Is it?
It's a TV show.
Oh, Family Things?
it's things.
Very, very popular. It was on Netflix.
Thing.
Still.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
So, and sorry, what was the last one? What are we trying to get to?
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
So The Thing, Stranger Things, Doctor Strange Love, Love Actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
You love these, don't you? I knew you
were. Wow.
This is how my brain was meant to work.
Just another example as how one of us, could be me, should be replaced with Anthony Birch. Can you imagine these every week?
Oh my
That's
God.
What you
yes,
could
please.
Get if you guys fire me and hire him. Amazing, right?
Aaron,
we could not afford to pay Anthony Birch what
I
we're
know.
Paying you.
He's so smart. You get the dummy rate with me. You pay me in chocolate coins. All right.
The Aaron, Empire's... that's not chocolate.
Okay, awesome. Even better. The Empire Strikes Back to Spice World, and it's three links as a
The
finale.
Empire Strikes Back, oh. Empire Records.
No,
damn it. The Empire Strikes Back...
Back to the Future.
Men in Black. Men in Back.
Future is female.
Some of these have... there's a TV show maybe in this.
Did you say Spice World, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Spice World.
Back to... wait, I'm sorry. Not Back to the Future. What was it?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
To Spice World.
Empire Spice World would be... Back. We could do like Spice World of World. Warcraft.
It's a mad world.
So The Empire Strikes different. Back, and the thing that comes after that is a TV show.
Okay, Empire. Oh, well, there's a show called Empire.
Yeah, but you have the right word. There's
Empire,
another show.
There's a commercial for Empire Carpets.
800-588-2600
Empire. Call today.
Is it 2-300 or 2-600? Oh, fuck.
It doesn't matter. We'll never know.
Aaron,
don't call.
What's up?
Aaron, is this a TV show that is pretty well known?
Yeah, I would say so. It was on HBO.
Oh, Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, okay. Empire Strikes Back, Boardwalk Empire, Bored to Death.
Nah.
Oh, wow.
It's Boardwalk still.
Oh,
it's still
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk? Boardwalk. What are the Boardwalk things? A Boardwalk to Remember.
Could it be a song?
Yeah.
It can be a song? Under
yeah,
the Boardwalk?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Under the Boardwalk, Spice Girls.
And then... Under the Boardwalk to
oh, I'm right.
Spice World.
Spice World, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Under
the
Boardwalk to
and
Spice
then
World.
Underworld.
Underworld.
Yep, you
wow.
got it.
Wow.
Fuck.
And those
these,
are...
Can I just say, these are so satisfying. When you solve them, if you feel like you're freaking king of the world.
I love
these. You feel like you're Nicolas Cage and that other guy trying to find the Declaration of Independence?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Anthony, thank you so much for writing these.
Thank
I loved
you,
them.
Anthony.
If anyone wants to write this kind of format and submit it to us, I know I would love to do some more.
Yes,
and
please.
All you got to do is get permission from Anthony. So DM Anthony.
No, don't leave him alone.
You can't have permission to format his riddles.
No. Well, typically,
email
Anthony
hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
Wow.
Yeah, when I said DM Anthony, I did mean that you should run a campaign for Anthony. Then after a couple of years, casually be like, hey, man, do you mind if I submit some of those riddles that you did for Hey Riddle Riddle? And by that time, he's your friend. He'll be like, dude, it's totally cool. Like, go with God. By
hey,
the, like,
Anthony, I don't know if you remember, I ran that Honey Heist one shot for you. Can you do 400 hours of my podcast?
Adel, anything to plug?
I want to plug, speaking of Anthony Birchandice. I want to plug a wonderful podcast you should listen to called Dungeons and Daddies. It's fantastic.
Amen.
Everyone involved is absolutely wonderful, not just as performers, but also as humans. and everyone should be listening to it.
JBC, but Adel, they have so many fucking episodes. I mean, is it possible just to jump in? Was there like recently a new season of the show?
Yes, they just started a new season, and you can hop in there, and you don't have to have listened. But if you did listen to the first season, you're going to catch some fun Easter eggs and some familial ties and whatnot. But yes, you can jump in currently. JBC, anything to plug?
Yeah, as we all know, I'm ceding my plug time for the foreseeable future. And this one is to read another 5-star review. This one is from, I want to say, L.Espo7, who says, "Warning, the following podcast is highly addictive. Do not listen to this podcast unless you are prepared to fall in love with the hosts. Aaron, JPC, and Adel are three of my favorite people that I've never met. The show is so funny, and also the only podcast that I've ever completed and then started over from episode one to go back through because I needed more. Also, subscribe to the Patreon and never regret it for a second. My favorite show to get me through the day and never fails to make me laugh or smile. I love the Clue Crew. I or L Espo 7, we love you too. Thank you
so
much for listening. And thank you for submitting a 5-star review. If you want to get your review read on the air, all you have to do is go to iTunes and submit a 5-star review. And remember, I will read whatever you write as long as there are 5 shining stars on that review.
And we should say we do have a $500 Applebee's gift card to mail to that person. We're just going to put it in a blank envelope, put it in the mail. And if you find it, that is yours.
Great.
And go ahead and just load it up with $500 and you got an Applebee's meal. Aaron, would you like to plug anything at all?
Yes. Speaking of Anthony Birch, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but the episode he recorded with Sitcom D&D is going to be out soon. So follow Sitcom D&D on Instagram and Twitter and look out for that. It's a very, very fun episode and I can't wait for people to hear it. And you're hearing it here first that he's going to be on the show. So that's pretty cool. Nice. And thank you, Anthony, for doing that and for submitting these riddles. This is so nice. Jupiter, I guess. You guys are so funny. I can't believe I was giggling about you guys just being funny
No. I guess if I can buy forever or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Casey, are we gonna talk? Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Hey there, Annies and Mays. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have special guest Thomas Sanders on to play an anime game. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.